Scripture Markers, the 2004 Mutual Theme, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 90, verse 24. Section 90 was revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith on the 8th of March, 1833. It contains instructions about the formation of the first presidency and provides counsel to several people, including men called to the first presidency 10 days later. Verses 22 through 24 are the Lord's instructions to Newell K. Whitney, Bishop of the Church in Kirtland, Ohio. He was responsible for helping the many church members there who needed food, clothing, housing, and money. The advice given to him in verse 24 can also guide us today. And now an analysis of Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24. Search diligently. Search diligently. Search in the light of Christ. See Moroni chapter 7, verses 16 through 19. Search the Scriptures. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 37. Pray always. What does it mean to pray always? See Henry B. Eyring, Always, Ensign, October 1999, pages 6 through 12. And Ezra Taft Benson, Pray Always, Ensign, February 1990, pages 3 through 7. You can also find the articles in the Gospel Library at www.lds.org. And be believing. 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 15 through 21. The Savior's promise. Believing in what? Believing in God, our eternal Father, as the Father of our spirit, as our leader, as our King. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord. Believing in the restored gospel, which has come to earth in a miraculous and marvelous manner. Cultivate in your hearts a living and vibrant testimony of the restoration of the gospel. Believe in the Book of Mormon. Be not faithless in the knowledge that the priesthood of God has been restored to the earth. Believe in goodness. Believe in yourselves. Believe that each of you is a child of God with a divine birthright. President Gordon B. Hinckley quoted in the Ensign, June 2000, page 21. And all things shall work together for your good. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 38, prayer equals blessings. Be not afraid, only believe. Mark chapter 5, verse 36. What would it be like if everything that happened to me worked out for my good? How can I make even my problems eventually be for my good? If ye walk uprightly and remember the covenant wherewith ye have covenanted one with another. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 31. Keep the commandments. Alma chapter 53, verse 21. Be like the stripling warriors as you remember the covenant. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. My baptismal covenant. End of the section, Scripture Markers, the 2004 Mutual Theme, Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24.